Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Australian Government's Department of Meteorology, this time, is information concerning current level of sunspot and solar activity. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 72, a very low level, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to 8, single digits 8, and that's also very low. And those figures are the lowest on record in previous months. It just means that long distance propagation on frequencies above about 12 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths or a multi-path propagation will be quite unreliable in the near future. However, frequencies above about 12 megahertz for daylight propagation will be satisfactory. Current sunspot cycle continues to remain at a plateau. The cycle is number 24, and cycle 25 is not expected to be visible or to occur until about 12 months from now. In the meantime, some shortwave station news. Argentina. The Argentine external service is now being broadcast over relay facilities at WRMI in the USA. Two frequencies, 5950 between 2200 and 2300 and 0200 to 0600 in Spanish, and 9395 between 0100 and 0200 and 0300 and 0700 in English. And monitoring observations made here in Melbourne recently suggest that we're still getting good propagation in our sunrise period, or post and pre-sunrise. This is a summary I made recently. The 31 metre band, 9 megahertz band, between 2030 and 2100, quite a range of signals audible in this time period, mainly from Europe, Africa, the Middle East, and Asia. 9420, Voice of Greece, from Athens, with its programs in Greek. 9425, the Voice of Korea, with its external service. 9430, China Radio International, in French, from the Ubuntu site. And 9440, another frequency for China Radio International, in English, from the Kunming transmitting station. 9480, NHK Radio Japan Tokyo, extremely strong signals with the Japanese service intended for Australia and New Zealand. That's from the Yamata site. 9500, China National Radio Network 1 in Chinese, always a good signal. And 9525, two stations on this frequency simultaneously. First of all, Voice of Indonesia from Jakarta with its French language programs, and China Radio International from Beijing with its Russian broadcasts. 9565, the USA Radio Marti, Spanish broadcasting service operated by the US government from Greenville. Good signals between 2030 and 2100, that propagation via long path. 9585, China Radio International from the Kashi transmitting station in Serbian. and 9600. Yet another frequency for China Radio International, this time from Kashi and in English. And 9610 Radio Romania International in English. On the next frequency, 9620, the Voice of Turkey in English. And 9655, Algerian Radio, external service broadcasting from the relay facility at Usedun in French, with programming in French and Arabic. 9665, the Korean Central Broadcasting System, its domestic service in Korean. And 9670, the Vatican Radio, broadcasting in French from the Santa Maria di Galleria transmitting station. And 9700, another frequency for the Vatican Radio, this time in Arabic from Santa Maria di Galleria, signing on at 2040. And we'll come back to some more monitoring observations after this. Some shortwave station news again. Frequency changes for the BBC have been notified from mid-May. The transmissions affected are as follows. 0130 to 0200 from Singapore relay, a new frequency of 11995 in Bengali, to Southern Asia, that frequency replaces 9890, 250 kilowatts, 330 degrees, 330 antenna. And 9615, programs from the relay station in Yerevan, Armenia, 0200 to 0230 in Pashto to Western Asia, replacing 5875, 100 kilowatts, 100 degrees, 100, and the same frequency, the same transmitting site, 0230 to 0300 in Dari. South Korea. Reception in Europe has been noted by various people for listening into shortwave. This includes the KBS, or right, service of Korean Broadcasting System, it's called KBS World Radio. On 9645, 1255 to 1300, 9645 to Central Asia, KBS programs. And same frequency, 1300 to 1400 in Russian. And 9880, 1355 to 1400, the KBS programs, and 1400 to 1600, also 9880, for Southern Asia in English. Now those frequencies, or that frequency, 9880 is from Kimjae, of course, 250 kilowatts, and the antenna is 264 degrees, 264. Now, we continue with our monitoring observations made here in Melbourne. 9710. These are all between 2030 and 2100. 9710, China National Radio Network 1 in Chinese. 9720, China Radio International from Urumqi in Bulgarian. 9730, the Voice of Vietnam in German. At 9745, two frequencies on this frequency at the same time, both to the same target areas. China Radio International from Urumqi in Esperanto, and Radio Free Asia from the Kuwait transmitting station, broadcasting in Chinese. 9790, Radio France International from the Issedun transmitting site in France, broadcasting in French. And 9810, China National Radio Network 1, in parallel with 9860. And 9870, the broadcasting service of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, broadcasting in Arabic. And 9875, the Korean Central Broadcasting System, broadcasting in Korean with its domestic service. And 9910, All India Radio, New Delhi, in English, signing on at 2045. And 9865, China Radio International, from Kunming, broadcasting in Chinese. So quite a number of good signals noted here in Melbourne, recently in the 31 metre band, 9 megahertz band. Now, pre-sunrise period between 2030 and 2100. The newsletter of SWLDX Bulgaria reports that Radio Afghanistan's external service is now being heard with weak to fair signals in Europe between 1530 and 1705 on 6100. The South Asia programs in that time period are English, Urdu, Arabic and Russian. Station uses 100 kilowatts and the antenna azimuth is 125 degrees. Algeria. Reception has been heard recently in Europe of the external service broadcasting via the relay station at Issoudun in France. And they include the following services. On 7295, between 0400 and 0458 in Arabic, and 0500 to 0558 also in Arabic, carrying the Holy Quran program. The power is 500 kilowatts and the antenna is 162 degrees for the first transmission and 194 degrees for the second transmission. And on 9535, between 0500 and 0513 to Central Africa, news service in French, and 0513 to 0558, same frequency, Chain 1 or Network 1, the national service in Arabic to Central Africa. And same frequency, 9535, 0600 to 0613, the news bulletin in French to Northwest Africa, antenna 194 degrees, and transmitter power 500 kilowatts, and from 0613 to 0658 to Northwest Africa in Arabic, carrying the Holy Quran program. So some station news there from European monitors of the Algerian radio external service broadcasting from the relay station at Issoudun in France. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.